All right, we're good to go. So I'll let you begin.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for having me on, Ryan. I look forward to talking to you about hormone optimization, and hopefully we can have a good dialogue and answer everyone's questions and just get this whole thing going. Is there a particular focus you wanted to go with today, or you just want me to start my ramble here?
You can definitely ramble. That's where all the best stuff comes out. But, coming from, I guess you call me a newbie on the hormone optimization level. So, straightforward, some of the questions that I would assume that I have is just, you know, what foods to eat to optimize that, what are the best exercises to do to optimize, how to set up, basically a lifestyle to optimize your hormones.
Okay. Well, I think what I'll start off with a really top-level approach, because a lot of people are familiar with the phrase hormone and maybe even hormone optimization, but not too many people really understand what that means and why it's even meaningful or important to address. So I'll just start with the top-level focus on what hormone optimization is and why I got into it, and then I can just start moving towards how to optimize your diet, your restoration, your training, and then we can even touch on a few supplements towards the end to address the big picture.
Definitely. That sounds good.
Okay. I got into the field of studying about hormone optimization for personal interest. Back in 2002, I was just starting my training business, and I was under a lot of stress. I was under a lot of stress financially. I had personal relationship stress at the time, and I also had stress of just trying to get a business working. So it was stress from a variety of levels. Now, stress, your ability to handle stress is probably the most important component of hormone optimization, even more so than diet. What diet does is serve as support for stress management, but stress management really starts in your brain. It's not so much that events that we come across with in life are innately stressful. What is stressful is our reaction to them. So you can have a soldier in Iraq under fire who's under less stress than a housewife in Beverly Hills who's irritated about her meal not showing up on time. You know, as crazy as that sounds, it's all about how you relate to stress, how you manage it. So it's not about lowering stress per se. It's about increasing your ability to cope with stress, increasing your stress management skills. And that's something I'll get into a little bit. But I experienced this the hard way back in 2002. Again, I was under a lot of stress from a variety of angles. And what I tried to do was persevere through this stress with adrenaline. Basically, you're not sleeping well at night. You have a lot of different stresses. This increases a hormone called cortisol, which is actually a very strong energy-increasing hormone. It's actually something that helps you manage stress. Not even so much that cortisol is bad. It's just when we have too much of it. But you can basically become an addict to cortisol, where you actually purposely put yourself in stressful situations for the energy high you get from it. So, I was able to stay on top of things for a while, even with the financial stress.
Oh, there was a marathon this weekend. You see it?
Let me mute the cat here. Hi, there you go, man. Sorry about that. You still there, Mike?
Light mechanism. So I'm not sleeping well at night.
Diet's... Oh, sorry. Oh, I think I muted myself there. All right, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me? Are we all set now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just want to make sure that I'm trying to... I don't know how to mute all the... Are you logged in as a guest or the host? The host, right?
No, I don't know if I got a specific login as the host. I just typed in the number that I guess anyone would type to get in.
Oh, okay. That's why we're hearing the guest in the background.
Can you call me back on my number? Will that work best?
Ooh, I think you have to dial in to use the system.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me get a line.
Yeah, in the email.
Oh, it's in the email. Okay, let me take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might have deleted the first email you sent. I only have the second. So if you can email me the code real quick, I'll dial right back in. And it's 5:02 right now, so I'll just start from the beginning once we get back in.
Here, I'll go on Facebook real quick, and I'll shoot it to you on there.
All right.
What's this?
Fight Club. You know the secret powers of Fight Club?
No.
Okay. Hang on a couple of seconds, guys. We're just going to fix the webcast, the code here. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
It's not on right now, is it?
What, Fight Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
Is this the beginning?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen this in a long time. You remember what it was like?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, I apologize, folks. We'll get this straightened out in like 2 seconds here.
Oh, you're so lucky. Oh, what are the chances? Pull up. Oh, wow. One time I got on the curb before it.
You remember what it was like?
I mean, I got on the curb once.
Okay, Ryan, I'm back.
All right, there we go. Now we're good.
Now, do I need to push pound to mute everybody out? Is that what I should do?
No, I already got that. We're good.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to leave my Facebook on just in case we have any more technical issues and you can't reach me on phone. But why don't we go ahead and start from the top? We'll just go ahead and start with the top with the whole hormone optimization. And what I was getting into a few minutes ago was why